All right, time to talk travel with Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
I wish we were going somewhere today. It's
cold
and dreary. Yeah. Take us somewhere nice.
Well, Sandals Resorts is down in the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
You know, we just came off the bridal show, and everyone's getting engaged, and everybody wants to get out of here. And, you know, the nice thing about Sandals, it's adults only.
There you go.
You know, so whether you're getting married or just anniversary or just plain like you and I, just, gosh, get out of here and let's go get some sunshine.
Hey, and we all love kids, but it's okay to leave the kids home or, you know, go to a place that doesn't have kids because it just, it's a little more relaxing.
Well, you know, it seems like a funny winter this winter. Everyone says, I want to go someplace different.
Yeah.
And the norms are Mexico. The norms are Punta Cana. The norms are islands that take a little bit longer to get to or whatever. But that's one thing nice about Sandals. Sandals has picked the unique islands down in the Caribbean.
Right.
And they're prettier. They're somewhat what they call safer. I don't know, you know, what the difference is. But they have the hills and they have lots of things to do. They've got hiking and, of course, all the water sports and that. So Sandals is what they call the ultra all-inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
They pride themselves on being the best adults only. They have everything included from water skiing at some resorts. They also have those banana boats they pull behind boats that are included, snorkeling boats that are included. Really, about the only thing that's not included is diving. And they offer deep sea fishing and diving for a fee. Mm-hmm. But other than that, a lot of their stuff is included.
Well, and isn't that nice when you know what you've paid and you know that you're not going to have to keep reaching for your credit card the whole time that you're there?
Exactly. Especially if you guys are active. If you're active and you want to do some fun things that maybe you haven't done when you've gone to islands, it's a nice place. But some of the islands... First, the one that always comes to mind is Antigua because they call that the romantic island. Mm-hmm. It's very quiet, very beachy, very beautiful. Not a lot of resorts, so that means not a lot of people.
Yeah.
Cruise ships really vaguely go there, maybe one or two go. So it's one of those islands that have stayed pretty pristine.
Nice.
Another island like that is St. Lucia, another island that doesn't have a lot of cruise ships going to it. And if they do go, they go every other week. And they have three resorts in St. Lucia, and that's called the Garden Isle, the island that has, you know, again, the hills and the biking and all the activities. I think if you're anywhere you want to go that you want to be active outdoors, that's the island to go to. Barbados, they just put a second resort in there. Beautiful, beautiful beaches there. Small, tiny resorts there. Maybe... as romantic as Antigua, a smaller, and just a little British flair to that island as well. Exuma, Bahamas, a smaller island off the coast of the Bahamas. They have one of their higher-end adults-onlys there. And from what I hear, it's beautiful. That one I don't do a whole lot with, and I think it's because a little bit difficult to get to from the U.S., from Michigan anyway. And then, of course, there's Nassau. They have a little private island. And then the mega one who's got like 11, I think, resorts in Jamaica.
Okay.
So Jamaica, you can find your price point. You go nonstop from Detroit. And they go quite a few days now. And the nice thing about Jamaica is that you can go to an adults only that's all on the beach. Or there's one that's Ochi. It's up in the mountains. Different products, but different price ranges and makes it all affordable. And if you want to go for a 4-day weekend, Montego Bay is right there and they've got three or four resorts right there.
Yeah. So a lot of options. And like you said, Sandals very well known for those adult only vacations.
They are. You know, we are actually having, and the reason I wanted to talk about it today is Sandals is coming to St. Clair Travel.
Okay.
We're having a presentation. The rep from Sandals is coming to Menina's Wine House, which is right next to our office in the Riverview Plaza. They're coming next Tuesday, February 4th at 6:00, and you have to RSVP. I only have room for 50, and we're about half full.
Okay.
But if you want to come, learn about the all-inclusive. Maybe Sandals isn't what you decide you want, but at least you can come and feel out the differences between different all-inclusives. The other nice thing about it is he will talk about discounts and time of year to travel and weddings and honeymoons and things like that.
Yeah, and this is not a high-pressure, buy-now kind of thing. There's no obligation. It's really just an informative session to learn
it
more
is.
About what they do.
It's just a presentation to learn about sandals and learn about the Caribbean and the different islands and the different things that they offer. And I think it's good every once in a while to have someone like this to come in because people in our area do like to get away for the winter.
For sure.
They do like to lay things away. So if you can't go this year, you can put it in layaway for next year. And you can start looking at the different savings.
Yeah, planning ahead makes a big difference. And so, yeah, you might be kind of getting those winter doldrums right now saying, man, I wish that we had planned a vacation. Well, do it for next year. Just remember what it feels like to look out the window and see another cloudy 32-degree day.
It's good to book it now so you can remember, oh, yeah, that's right.
That's why we did this. Absolutely. Okay, somebody wants to make their reservation for next Tuesday's event.
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
Very good.